proclamation number 3547 dated the September 13th, 1945. Explaining the process of transcription. Truth. The best rule of my word is a purely spiritual process which can only be achieved by a person who establishes heartfelt contact with me and then consciously listens within. Since the person does not actively need to think but is merely the recipient of thought emanations, he must place himself into a state which enables him to be affected by these emanations, and this state is one of being totally detached from the earthly world and immersed in the spiritual realm, i.e., it is a conscious turning away from all earthly things and a focusing of the senses on my kingdom, which is not of this world. The spiritual emanations then touch the person's heart in the form of thoughts which subsequently can be written down by the recipient. The easier a person can detach himself from his earthly surroundings, the more unimpeded will the imparting of spiritual knowledge proceed. The disputed question as to the spiritual origin of the thought transference is answered by the substance of the latter. Wherever love is taught, wherever my act of salvation is thoroughly dealt with, only I myself can be the origin, and the mental transmission will have to be recognized as my word. Heartfelt prayer has to precede every best or all of my word, otherwise the process cannot take place, otherwise the person would have to accomplish a purely earthly work which, however, even then would still be free from error, because the person's thoughts are also guided by the beings of light in order to prevent the endangering of the word which is intended to be conveyed to the person. This only applies in instances where contact with me is less profound. For a person who is called by me to work for my kingdom, who is appointed as a mediator between me and people who don't strive towards me, has been vetted by me and his thinking will not go astray because he is of good will and thus wants to be of service to me. I will prevent lying and deceptive spirits availing themselves of his will and his hand, just as every ignorant being will be stopped from accessing him if he wants to work for me. And every reception is an act of freedom of will. It is the evidence of his will to be of service to me, and thus I take hold of his will and guide him so that he will only accomplish my will. This spiritual knowledge is not comparable to human mental concepts which are acquired through a person's own thinking without the conscious submission of his will to my will. After all, the human being has free will and can think in any direction of his liking. He is not compelled by me to think correctly, just as he is not stopped from thinking wrongly either. Consequently, he can be accessed by all spiritual forces which he then favors through his will. However, if the person consciously submits his will to mine, he can only have my will within himself, for I will never leave him at the mercy of forces which are still opposed to my will. I will take possession of that which desires me and will never ever let go of it again. And only if a person consciously offers himself to me, if he thus hands his will to me, can I appoint him to an office on earth in which he can work for me. But then he will also be protected from misguided thinking, from evil spiritual influence, for it is important to receive and spread my word, which my love conveys to earth, and I will truly protect my word from impure and untrue content which the opposite side wants to present to people. Wherever my word is being received, that is where truth exists and misguided teachings are excluded, because misguided thinking is the influence of evil forces which cannot affect a person who wants to serve me as long as he is working for me. A purely spiritual process can only take place in a purely spiritual way. The transference of thought absolutely has to take place because a person's own thinking, i.e., the use of intellectual activity, requires more time in order to produce results of this nature. Hence there is a recognizable expression of strength which can only ever come forth from those who provide strength, that is, from beings of light which are recipients of strength. And this also guarantees pure truth, for all illuminated beings know the truth, and I'm the eternal truth myself. Amen.